Ardantes became aware again to find the north wall was intact and the Chaos Horde repelled. He awoke on a part of the battlefield he did not recognize. Recollection of how he got there was slow to form, the memory fragments red-hazed and visceral. Corpses were slumped within reach of his blade, but his long sword was pristine. Butcher's axe was gore-spattered, so glutted the chain teeth were jammed with ruined meat. Ardantes whispered to the hot wind coming off the distant bastion.
You have been busy.
Despite the evident defeat, the fighting was still going on. Sporadic skirmishes had broken out between cultist forces of the Hellhounds and Incarnadine Host. Punitive Imperial fire put paid to most of that, the fools not realizing they could have simply let the opposing warbands take each other apart and save their ammunition. Violence between the two was fading now, withered by the intervention of a common enemy. But Ardantes saw promised retribution in the eyes of Maganon as he retreated with his men. Spittle foamed at the corners of his mouth, thick with the vitriol of curses. Perhaps the Soneshi warriors had struck first. Perhaps he had struck first. Ardantes frowned at the thought, but only because he had no memory of the kills. No perfect kill to savor. He withdrew, waiting tantalizingly at the edge of Imperial range, and waited for Vidar to find him. The hulking champion was in a foul mood, killing three cultists with his bare hands who unwisely strayed into his path as he stalked across the battlefield. Ardantes sheathed his sword. Butcher's chain axe he let hang by a thong of leather from his belt. It stank of slowly putrefying flesh. Hunks of the rancid matter fell away as it shriveled and dried, loosening the teeth.
Caden didn't show.
Vidar was wounded. He shook his head, grimaced. Burn scars ravaged his body where the armor did not protect it. A cut across his eye forced a squint. In the distance, Lefurion was shuffling towards them with an awkward gait. Glancing at the disheveled wretch, so far removed from the scion of perfection he had once been, Ardantes wondered again why the apothecary hadn't simply killed himself.
Defeated again. Our warriors depleted. Now the hounds are after our blood.
Vidar was spitting fury, acid drool smoldering like his mood as it flecked from his mouth.
We lack leadership. Our host needs a single voice to command it.
Your voice, brother.
Lefurion had taken out his Narthesium kit to tend Vidar's wounds.
One who possesses strength. But yes, why not I?
Lefurion paused in his ministrations.
Would you kill for that honor?
Vidar was no fool, and his eyes narrowed at the accusation. A blade he kept strapped to his thigh was loosened in the scabbard.
Implying what, apothecary?
Lefurion held up his good hand in a placatory gesture.
Seriously, brother? You would fight a cripple? It is hardly the kind of sacrifice our Dark Prince would favor, though you would end my daily misery.
Vidar sniffed his contempt, relaxed.
Scarcely worth the effort. End your own suffering if you crave oblivion so much.
And miss your enervating company.
Vidar shaped to draw his blade. Ardantes noticed that the Furian had a secreted weapon in his vambrace. From the brief glance he'd been afforded, he guessed a vibro-knife. Dissension was inevitable, especially in the face of defeat and the prospect of vying with a stronger, more belligerent warband. Snarling, Vidar backed down, but his blood was slow to cool. Out in the field, withdrawing cultists were being scythed to ribbons.
Not the carnage any of us had envisaged. We need this. Our host teeters on the brink. Ever since Ecthiliad, we have been divided. And now Cadon has stirred the bastard hornet's nest with the hellhounds.
Lefurion was finishing up his suture work when Ardantes saw the apothecary regarding him intently.
need something, brother?
During the battle, was Vidar constantly in your eyeline?
Vidar went for his carbine that hung on its flesh strap. Ardantes held up a hand to stop him doing anything rash.
Be sanguine, brothers.
He turned his attention to the apothecary's question.
For the most part.
He opted not to mention the fact that he blacked out when Butcher assumed dominance.
But not the duration.
Vidar was livid and drew his gladius anyway.
Had I wished him dead, I would have challenged Cadon to ritual combat. Unlike some, I preserve our legionary traditions where I can.
We are far from being legion anymore. That ended several lifetimes ago.
Ardantes stepped between them, spreading his arms, gesturing for calm. He scrutinized Lefurion's fire-tortured visage.
What is this about, apothecary?
Lefurion watched Vidar a moment longer, studying his body language to ensure he wasn't about to strike him down in cold blood.
Follow me.